Blog Talk Radio.
I want to talk a little bit about a breakthrough. talk about that God will see you through the storm. I was talking to Brother Paul a long time ago, and he was saying that I never would have made it if I hadn't belonged to God. This morning, some of you are going through some of the death and the killing that's going on across this country. But we have to understand prayer and God. Understand that on this Sunday, just the last Sunday in this month, going into August, as I prophesied, I guess I get some prophecy out this morning, you never would have made it if God had not been on your side. Okay? And I want to tell you what you're going through this morning is just temporarily things happening. It's not always that way. God will bring you through what's going on with you. And sometimes you got to let God guide you. We all had some bad days. Our ancestors. Weary days. Everybody had some weary days. I'm praying for you and you this morning, wherever you might be, whatever you're going through this morning, I'm praying for you, you and you. And Brother Paul Jones came out of the church and sang that song. I'm praying for you right now. I won't complain.
Road. I asked the cool I got to keep going, it's a mighty hard.
some 99 and a half won't do. Come on, come on.
Right where they are to get to the level of the Thank you. in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Change gonna come. We are just staying focused for the change to come. And the thing that happens in our life is for a change. So we have to change to complete. I will tell you this morning, God is ready to change things and open things up for us. Every time today, I'm praying for many of you. Lost your way. And that's for you. Lost your way. You don't know which way to go. I want to say to you that all is well, and God is going to give you what you need when you want it. I'm praying this morning for many of you that have lost your way. I had many calls asking about the shooting. What's going on, Bishop? First, you have to know yourself, be yourself, walk in your shoes, not nobody else's shoes. Half of the killings is black on black. Let me say it again. Half of the killings that's going on, most of the killings, black on black. If it's Chicago, black on black. If it's New York, black on black. If it's San Francisco, black on black. Mississippi, Arkansas, black on black. What I'm saying to you this morning, if the change got to come, and it got to come within us, Bob, all you want to, but we have to make some decisions. For God so loved the world, we need love. We don't need no police. We need no police. No, we need programs. We need training programs. Program for cobblers, bricklayer, truck driver. We need people, young folks need to know how to work. They need to know how to fill an application. They need to know. Those same people come out of jail, stand on that same corner, fight, shoot, and kill, go back to prison or die. That's what's going on. So Valley of Dry Bones, and being in the Valley of Dry Bones, they got to be resurrected out of that Valley of Dry Bones. No way to go, nowhere to do. They are the living dead. Like they got dead man walking. They are dead men and women. They have no goal, no understanding of where they go. So this morning, we have to fund our young folks in cabinet work, bricklaying work, drywall, roofing. So what we need is take the guns out of the community. And the Republican Party would not pass a bill to deal with guns, that retarded people buying guns. There's more guns in Chicago than hamburgers. There's more guns than chicken, than Kentucky Fried Chicken in Chicago and in Mississippi, Arkansas. You can get a gun when you can't get a meal. So what that tell me? The Congress, which is Republican, have not passed a bill to deal with guns appropriately. What I'm saying, ain't nobody told Smith & Wesson stop making guns. Ain't nobody told Remington stop making guns, because guns is an economic future for people. Drugs, guns, and killing. It's a shame that 95% of the killing is in the black community. 95% is in the black community. If you go to Chicago, Detroit, Las Vegas, blacks are killing blacks because they don't know themselves. Know yourself, be yourself, and act yourself. We're in the Valley of the Dry Bones. And I was just looking, 1919, they had a race riot here in Chicago. So many blacks got killed, ain't no change. Emmett Till was killed down in Mississippi, beat to death. And now, if he was living, he would be about 60 years old. They had an anniversary for him. I want to say that we need to have an anniversary for them that's living. We need to look at the death of Malcolm X, the death of George Floyd. There were so many that we have to change. The law still, I want to say this, the law of hanging is still a law in the government arsenal. Ain't nobody said, let's ban this law where they can hang a black man. Won't be nothing. Now they hung him for looking at a white woman, squishing at a white woman. All of that happened. We are still in the Valley of Dry Bones in 2021. The only way we're going to come out is by us being good enough to bring ourselves out of the destitute that we're in across this country, the race, the white supremacy race, and the hate. God so loved the world, he gave his own begotten son to live a prevention up there. Flood coming back to back, Mary. Tornadoes back to back. The hurricane coming. Hurricane going to come back to back, seven of them, around Florida, around the Gulf, around Texas. The hurricane season, it just cranked up. But as we get ready, that hurricane going to spin to tornadoes and flood. God's trying to get your attention. I say in the Valley of the Dry Bones. See, God told Ezekiel, can these bones live? And the thing I want to tell you, we have to understand the violence that's taking place in our community, the mass murder. Walk outside, you get shot. Ain't nobody doing nothing. I'm not looking for the police department to do nothing. This is a situation black folks have to handle. They're fighting about this block. And we got young men in jail that could handle it. But when Larry Hoover came up for his hearing, instead of the judge letting him go for time served, been there for 30 years, the judge lashed out, "You're the most dangerous man in Chicago, in the world." That's a code. That's a code, saying we don't want you out. When he was out, he was building homes, buying real estate. So they, we don't want you out because you're the most dangerous man in the world. The most dangerous man in this country right now is Donald Trump. Donald Trump got all the radical white folk with him, the skinheads, the Ku Klux Klan. They're with Donald Trump, and they're trying to cover that up. You can't cover up the truth. That's so long they have covered up the truth that been the mass murder of Emmett Till, Medgar Evers, Zuzo, the murder that they did at Jimmie Lee Jackson, the murder they did at Penn Lake Bridge, the murder in Atlanta, Mississippi, Arkansas, the murder in Alabama they did. You can't cover that up and say it's all right. And the Republicans said, well, we didn't have an uprising. It didn't happen. They have lied and continue to lie about the things of America. So, like Dr. King said, only the black community can deal with this black-on-black crime. Somebody got to say, you fool, why are you killing each other? Why are you killing yourself? You don't like yourself? You trying to be something? Most black folks don't look in the mirror. And now you got access to guns. You ain't shooting the slave master. You shooting yourself. Why are you so mad at your mom and daddy to come out of slavery? Why are you so mad at your brothers that you see on the corner? It's a sickness of slavery mentality. They took it off of your hands, took it off of your feet, but it's on your mind. That's a serious thing. In the book of Ezekiel had to talk to God, and God talked to Ezekiel. And right now in Chicago, around this killing, 95% of blacks shooting black, young blacks shooting babies with guns that the government can put out there, with guns they selling out of the back of the car, with guns they selling. Payback, a buyout gun ain't going to get it. They got to come to a stop. The killing got to come to a stop. Men have to stand up and turn it back. It's a shame that so many young black men and women being killed. 95% of black men are being killed because of foolishness. In New Orleans, in Birmingham, here in Chicago, in Detroit, Atlanta, Georgia, black on black. Why? You don't know yourself. You don't understand yourself. So you mad at yourself. So you take a gun and shoot somebody that look like you, you don't solve your problem. You go to jail, go to prison, get back out, stand on the same corner. It's a cycle, a vicious cycle. So you don't want your son and daughter to be caught up in the cycle of racism, white men. When the man, his man served 40 years in jail, and 40 years in jail, you're supposed to be rehabilitated. The judge, with his lying self, snuck the code out. You the most dangerous man in America. What black man is dangerous in America? Obama wasn't the most dangerous man in America. He was the president. The most dangerous man in America right now is Donald Trump and all the Ku Klux Klan and all the skinheads with him. Now, ain't nobody said that. And the Republicans that support him, they're the most dangerous people in America, not the black man. I don't know why blacks shooting blacks. They don't even know what's going on. Got the pants down low, calling women bitches and hoes because they all don't know themselves. We got to get them back. And defunding the, look, funding the police ain't going to get it. We need some programs. We need some programs. These unions need to step up. The carpenter union, the operating engineer, we need jobs and programs in these neighborhoods where these young men can get jobs. And those are not no jobs paying $1 an hour at McDonald's, Burger King, and Hookie Burger. Something where they can have a career. They're not working for no $2 an hour. Now, they're not working. Then you got, and reason people don't really want to take the shot, they have never told us where the shot come from. They never told us how did the virus get here. Trump lied all the way through his presidency. Trump was the biggest lie, and because of Trump, over 6 million people were killed because of Trump not telling the truth. Biden is doing the best he can do. Still is not telling where did the virus come from. You know, we went over there to Tokyo. They were there at Tokyo when we shouldn't have went. We should have stayed right here. The virus is on the run, but the business people say, oh, let it go, it's all right. The shot, people that took the shot still got the virus. I'm saying to you, mothers, wear your mask. Tell your kids to wear the mask. If they don't, let your kids wear no mask. Take them at home and school them at home. Because that's your child would die. That's your son, your daughter would die on this foolishness, on these educated fools that won't tell the truth. And from the, they won't tell the truth about the virus. One said wear the mask, other said don't wear the mask, because it's about economic money. It's about money. Don't forget, we own 7 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday is Sunday morning with the bishop. We own that now. So I'm just giving you my, what's going on across the world. The flood, the tornado over in Germany, that flood. Didn't I tell you we had full moon? We had full moon for 3 days. That moon is healing the earth from all the diseases, the sickness. You know how much of foolishness go in the ground, mass grave. Only way it can be healed is from the moon. The moon controls the water and earth. So the moon is controlling, it's rehealing, like I'm going to get a computer. It's rebooting up, y'all computer geeks. It's rebooting up. The moon is rebooting the earth up where we can move the diseases and all that from that. Don't forget, if you got a need, plant a seed. We own 7 days a week on Mondays. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement. On Tuesday, Cardinal Old Ancestor, I say, the ancestor told me, he said, Bishop, let them know you can't solve this from Washington. You can't solve this with the Army and Navy. The people got to solve this problem. You can't be afraid of kids. I want 100 black men that will call me to stand up anywhere in this country. I'm not looking. When you call the police on your son or your daughter on drugs, the police going to kill them. They don't even call the police because they come to kill because they scared. The only way to stop it is black men and strong black women stand up and say, this block, got to clear this block off. If every house got to move out, we're going to stop it. And you're driving by, we're going to catch the car and stop it. Strong black men, that's what it takes to clear this stuff up.
Hey, everybody. This is Brother Calvin. This edition of Trillion Dollar.
I'm talking about the Trillion Dollar Flow. But I'm talking about strong black people coming together to fight off the evil that have infested us. 95% of black killing black. And then you have the chief police say, no, it's everybody. It's not everybody. White folks ain't killing white folks. Jews ain't killing Jews. Black folks killing black folks and Hispanic folks killing Hispanic folks. Let's keep it real. The police chief, they was interviewed, the police chief, and she said, no, it's not. 95% of the murders is black on black. It's not about no home. It's not about no land. It's not about nothing got to do with increasing the black community. It ain't nothing. It's just sick people with guns. Now, Al Capone was in the bootlegging business. They killed that, they met with the bootlegging. But in, like the, and I want to say this, the judge said, and it was instructed to the black community, said this man, 70 years old, been in jail 30 years, the most dangerous man in America. That's a code. Most dangerous to what? More dangerous to the white supremacist racism. Any man or woman that stand up against hate and racism, they're dangerous. No, they're dangerous to white supremacy and racism. They're dangerous to that. So that judge signed a code. That's a code. You know, when a code, you got to read through the code. When they don't let them brothers out that they did their time, now you go to jail to be rehabilitated. If you ain't being rehabilitated, what you doing in jail anyway? We putting you in jail basically to rehabilitate you, and it don't happen. I'm praying for you, and you get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for God to bless you. Here we go. I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa, Sister Joe, praying for you. I'm praying for you, Mother Francis down in Algiers. All is well. Get ready for a breakthrough. I want to talk a little bit about, that Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones. Don't think, don't give up. Just know that you got to do something different. You know, I was talking to a young lady and she was telling me how evil it is in her family. I will leave that alone. If you got to wait on God, you can't fix that. God got to fix it. Being sent, and when she got, he said, "Pray not thyself for evil doers as soon as be cut down." So you ain't got to worry. God gonna move you out the way. He gonna kill him. He said, "Pray not thyself for evil doers." All you got to do is back up. Cobra is real, and you need to wear your mask in and out of the store, and your children need to wear a mask, and you don't need to go to no big event, big party, dinner, till this stuff get over with. It ain't gonna get over with till God says so. God says so, it's gonna get over.
Hey, everybody. This is Brother Calvin. This edition of...
It's going to get over quick, fast. Somebody said, Bishop, is in a hurry. And when God get rid of it, he going to get rid of it for real. So, and they need to fight about it. Know that God is the keeper. And whatever going through, now they got the monkey virus out of Africa. They were, I heard on the news. Monkey virus. I mean, all these viruses, where they come from, Bishop? People experiment. You people experiment with stuff. Where all these viruses coming from? You think they just popping up? We ain't no virus 20 years from now. Now you got viruses everywhere, all over the world. Ain't nobody told us who was responsible. Now somebody with all into we able to go to the moon and everywhere. We can't find out who put the virus out. We can't find out which laboratory that put this stuff out and been messed up and killed so many people. Where to blame at? Now somebody knows the pharmaceutical company, they got a booster shot now. I guess they're going to have a booster shot on top of a booster shot. If don't nobody know where it come from and what the origin of it, I don't know. Do you know? Do the president know? Who knows what started this? You know, we got fires in California. They're finding out who lighting the forest fire. One kid playing with matches. Nothing trying to camp out. And they got forest fires all over. What I'm saying to you, who? I'd like to know who. Who put the virus out of him? Don't know, can't nobody find out. All the intelligence, we can't find out where it come out. I'm going to tell you, and I look, it come out of the laboratory. It come of somebody trying to crossbreed something. Now, when you hear it, I'm prophesying, they trying to crossbreed these animals and then messed up. That virus didn't come from a human. That virus come from animals. crossbreeding animals. That's where that virus come from. And they can hold back. Trump wasn't going to tell you where it come from, no way. He know. Now, I'm just trying to see, do anybody else know? No. So, take your shot, get your booster shot, and when God get through, he going to take care of it, because look like the shot ain't working. I know some people went to Law of Favor, they come back, they had to quarantine themselves. Now they saying, well, the shot will help you. It won't cure it, but it'll keep you from dying. I want something to keep me from dying. I want something to cure it. They don't know how to cure it. But who making the money? The pharmaceutical companies are getting rich, trillions of dollars. They need to turn some of that money back into the neighborhood, into the community. Drug overdose, and in cotton, all them drugs killing people. It's just now coming out, but you got over 10,000 people dead from taking prescription drugs. And ain't nobody said nothing about prescription drugs that they've been taking. Ain't nobody said nothing about all them drugs that they've been taking, all them drugs that been that you can buy at Walgreens, at CVS, you can buy at these stores, legal drugs. And the drugs are still out there. Ain't nobody saying how to get rid of the drugs that after so many out there, how to get rid of these drugs that killing our seniors. Just take the wrong drug. One senior took the drug and they found out that they did autopsy. It was the wrong drug, but they did. So somebody need to regulate these scientists that's out there experimenting with these animals, going over to the third world country to experiment with these different animals, finding out different things that happen right before our eyes. But stop the killing, save the babies. And I want to tell you, you stupid when you don't know yourself. You run around with a gun, shooting, talking about, this is my territory. You're a sick man, you're a sick woman. And all the education that you went to school, you ain't learned nothing. You ain't learned nothing about opening the door up for love and joy and happiness. So we're in a situation where can solve. I'm not looking for the police to solve it. Can't solve it. So we got to let somebody that can solve this solve it quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust his flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, he can.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
So whatever problem you've got, just let it go.
And give it to God. He'll work it out. How do I know?
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have.
I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with his grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then he'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
he'll erase your past. My friend's mother from a 30-year drug addiction. Don't you tell me God can't work miracles.